Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Eastern Seaboard, Canada, Puerto Rico, not just the East Coast, all the way up and down. Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressed the media earlier. We haven't heard from Cliff in a while. I always enjoy Cliff's pressers because he's just honest and direct. Doesn't do a lot of the coach speak. Like, where DQ will Dikembe you politely and just, like, kind of answer a different question than you ask.
Uh-huh.
Cliff will just be like, I don't know, or I'm not going to talk about that. Like, Cliff is like, Dikembe was an elite defender, but Patrick Ewing at Georgetown was just like this athletic monster. That might be Cliff's sort of coach speak, just jumping over the top of the backboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go, Cliff Kingsbury.
There's been a bunch of really good throwaways to keep us in manageable situations. So, you know, carrying out his fakes at a higher level, he's just really treating each practice rep as a game, and that is showing up.
And with Debo, what have you seen from him so far? And just obviously moving around a little bit, what have you seen from him?
Yeah, incredibly competitive. Anything we ask him to do, whether we put him inside or outside, he's going to go at it 1,000 miles per hour, and has an ability to separate. He's so strong running through, can play at a high speed that guys have a hard time staying with him. So a great addition for us, just his mentality, how he's been since he got here, the competitive nature in every drill, every rep. He's the first one in line on all the receiver stuff. It's been awesome.
When Zach was in here talking about you and the work you put in here and your, like, 3 a.m. arrival time, things like, I think he called you, like, a grinder. We hear players like Bobby Wagner, Jaden Daniels are here early and things like that, and players look up to them. Do you think, like, that could carry out, like, someone on offense, maybe a younger player, seeing you here early, you watching that much film, like, can that maybe set the tone here?
Yeah, none of them want to be coaches, so it's more player-based. I think when they see Jaden is up here, whatever hour he gets, but early, Bobby, Zach, I think that is more impactful for those guys, because you see guys that have done it at a high level, Hall of Fame players, and that's what it takes. You know, if you want to stay in this league 10, 11, 12 years, get a gold jacket, it's going to take everything. It's a lifestyle, and when you can watch guys on your team doing it, it goes a long way.
Hey, Cliff, with Debo, however you may use him out of the backfield and what we've seen out of Bill, how do you think that helps your potential big play potential out of the running game that maybe was lacking at times last year?
Yeah, I like the group we have. There's no doubt. Bill's had some good flashes for a young guy. We'll see as we get into these competitive periods with other teams and preseason games. But the Debo, I remember being in Arizona, just the matchup issue where you don't know what personnel group they're in because they had McCaffrey and him, and sometimes McCaffrey's wide out, he was a running back, and vice versa. It's just, you can do a lot of different things. So that to me is the most exciting thing when it comes to game planning and finding ways to get him touches.
And obviously without Terry, you got other receivers who have been having more reps. For guys like Luke McCaffrey, where is his progress been since last year, since this offseason?
Yeah, that's been, you know, if you're going to find silver linings, some of those other guys being asked to step into starting type roles, and us as coaches figuring out, hey, worst case scenario, if these two guys, Noah and Terry, got hurt, what would this look like? How would we play personnel groups? What we need to do to maximize that group? So we've been working through that. But Luke has really come a long way from last year this time to now. Just the confidence. You know, we're playing outside a lot. For necessity, I think he can play inside as well, but he's made some plays. The young kids had his number on some plays, but it's been a good battle, and he's definitely night and day difference from what he was last year this time.
Hey, Cliff, what do you think of Sam Hartman's camp?
Yeah, I think it's been up and down. I think he has all the ability, smart, good footwork, solid arm, just a couple plays, got to take better care of the football. But, you know, he didn't practice much in the spring with his arm coming back off that shoulder surgery. So he's still getting back in the rhythm. But I'm excited to watch him in preseason. I think he's a guy who's always on game day. The lights are on. He's always played his best. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Hey, Coach, I know you mentioned Bill a moment ago after Ben's question. So what have you seen so far out of the running back room?
A lot of guys that can play. I think there's probably six or seven guys that'll end up being on a roster this year out of that room, which is a credit to those guys and the job Coach Lynn does with them. But, you know, Bill, for a young guy, loves football, competes, very explosive. Like, he got ruled ineligible at Arizona and stayed and played scout team the whole year, which is like nobody would do that, you know. So that tells you right there the type of passion he has for it, and it shows up. So that was a exciting kind of pick for us and what he's shown so far. And then Austin Eckler looks as good as ever. We got B-Rob. We know what he is. C-Rod, J-Mac, Kaz, Felton's done good. So I think there's six or seven guys that are going to make rosters. And so it's been great competition in that room.
Hey, Cliff. Coach Quinn had talked about the coaches using the offseason to kind of address areas that they could maybe improve on. Were there any areas for you looking into this offseason that you wanted to improve on coming into the season?
Yeah, ball security. I think when you're playing the Eagles, I think we turned it over 9 times against them the last 2 times we played them. Like, we have to be better and give ourselves a chance to win. And then just really taking the next step. We got a lot of guys returning. So them understanding the offense in year two and really putting their own spin on it, that really makes them more comfortable. And the quarterback being in total command, I think just taking the next step, not thinking as much, and being able to execute at a high level.
Cliff, so you're going into your second season as the coordinator. Is there anything with your coaching style that you see yourself changing from last season to now this season?
I'm pretty consistent with the coaching style. I think we have a great group of assistant coaches that we all work really well together. But just making sure that we know that last year was last year, and this year is a whole new year and a new group, and it's going to be a tough schedule, and kind of keeping the standard the standard. That's the biggest deal. Last year, you didn't really know what you had, and it was, we were always the underdog, and we could just kind of take our shot at people. And this year, we got to be more consistent in how we do everything, and I think that's the biggest message I'm preaching.
Having a tackle as accomplished as Laramie Tunsil out there, how much can that allow you to expand what you're trying to do offensively?
You feel really good letting him go one-on-one against most guys. So a lot of times, if you might have given some sort of chip or help there with a tight end, you can just let him eat, which definitely allows you to free release some backs, get some people out. So it's, for a play designer, you know, what we do each and every week, it definitely makes it easier.
And with Josh Connerly, what have you seen out of him so far? What do you like? What do you kind of want him to continue to work on?
Yeah, your guy is super talented. I mean, has everything you want. He's made the adjustment from left to right tackle, and I think there's still some fundamental stuff that he's got to get used to playing over on the right side, which takes some time, but he's game. Asks great questions, studies hard, works hard, so he's pretty much right where we expect him to be.
Yeah, hey, Cliff, good afternoon. There's been a lot of guys who've talked about, like, feeling more comfortable in their second year with your system. From the other side of that, like, how much more, or how are things different for you right now compared to a year ago? Sort of understanding the players, you know, this whole coaching staff is back. Like, how are things different for you right now?
Yeah, it's a huge jump. I think last year at this time, I don't think we'd even named a starting quarterback yet. So to go from that to where we're at, and understanding what a lot of these guys do well, like what their strengths are, how to motivate, and then just to be able to expand our offense and really get to the next level of it is exciting. We got a bunch of really high IQ football guys that are back for a second year in this offense, and so I expect us to continue to get better and really be more detailed this season.
Name a starter right now, a quarterback.
What's that?
I said, are you prepared to name a starter at quarterback right now?
Yes.
Jalen Lane, like, it seems like he's not playing like a rookie. I mean, like, what do you make about him?
he's been very impressive. He's a coach's kid, been around the game his entire life, and if you tell him how to do it one time, he usually nails it. And then if he makes a mistake, he'll come back and get it corrected. But super, super talented, very fast. I've been really impressed. I don't think I could see some of those things at Virginia Tech, watching the film and getting him here in person and watching him run around and watching the coachability and the route tree that he can run. It's been really impressive.
I just have one question just about the receiving core. I mean, obviously Terry's not out there, Noah's not out there, but beyond those two, what's your general feeling about the depth of that group?
Yeah, I think it's good competition. Like I said, if you were to lose Noah or Terry, you got to have some guys step up. And I think we're starting to see kind of who's making plays when they're getting their opportunities and who's not. And so I like the depth. I think they can all play in this league. It's just we got in this scenario, somebody had to step up and be kind of the bell cow. And I think we're still working through that. Thank y'all.
B. Mitchell Finley, that was Cliff Kingsbury, Commander's offensive coordinator. A lot of interesting information. I wanted to ask him about Hartman because I think we're going to see a lot of Hartman.
Uh-huh.
And kind of my point about how Cliff approaches everything honestly, like he didn't just give Hartman – he wasn't just like –
Up and down.
Oh, yeah. He's been working hard. Like that was a real answer. He's been up and down. And
got to be more consistent, basically.
And needs to take better care of the football. I think – I mean, for Cliff at this point on August 4th, looking ahead to a new season, to still be talking about how much they turned the ball over against the Eagles, like it stuck with him.
Yeah, it did.
I mean,
and that's just ball on the ground, man. Just focus. But the thing of it with Cliff, his way, we're not talking to little league players here. We're not talking to high schoolers. We're talking to grown-ass men who play this for a living. Shoot it straight. And then they can never complain that you didn't tell them the truth. Either you're going to correct it and can play, or you just can't play. You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, you get to a point where you stop coddling people and you expect them to figure it out. You know, Coach Gibbs used to say, man, I don't have rules. You all grown men. You know the right thing to do. He said, I don't have rules, but I have a fine schedule because if you do what you're not supposed to do, you're getting fined. Eventually, you grow up. But if people always coddling you and making excuses for you, you don't correct the stuff. And then when a person treats you like a man, you become one. When they say you're a man but treat you like a little boy, you stay a little damn boy. You don't learn. You always look for somebody else to help you. And Cliff is basically saying, nah, I'm going to tell them straight. And I think players are going to respect that even more.
I loved what he said about Bill Merritt, that really showed him a lot when the NCAA completely hosed that young man. And frankly, they should be ashamed of themselves for like a clerical error at an HBCU. It's just a joke. But for Merritt to stay at Arizona and run scout team, you know how good those looks probably were for that defense?
Hell yeah.
And that just says a lot about the human. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's not playing on Saturday in that situation. He don't get a chance to go under the lights like all his guys were doing. But he was still saying, I'm going to keep myself in shape just in case an opportunity comes. And one did. And when you watch him, he's making the best of it. You know, that's a kid that never let his dream go away. And hopefully he can go out there and have an unbelievable year. I believe the guy going to make the team, and I think they want him to play.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to learn a lot about what they think of Merritt and of Lane by how much they play.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if they don't play a ton, that tells you exactly what you need to know about where they are in the depth
chart. If you've been out to practice, whether you're in the media sense or you're a fan or whatever, you've heard those two guys' names being called. You've seen them make plays.
You probably shouted from the sideline.
When the coach says stacking days, they have actually stacked some days.
Totally.
Dave said, get your name called. You know, show me two reasons why. Hell, they make at least two a day. So they basically are getting themselves so embedded in the coach's heads that the coach won't forget them. And a lot of times when you flash, The next thing is the coach like, let me see if he can do this. Let me see if he can do that. Then you start seeing him put you in different positions. And if you're on top of it and you're not making mistakes, all of a sudden you become like the natural of what they believe and think. And they want you involved with it. And those two guys have been doing that thus far.
Totally.
And then you flip it to the other side. Trey's been doing the exact same thing. And I tell people, like, people always talk about a guy's age. I don't care about your age. If you're at this level, you have shown that you can play. Right now, the next thing is that can you show you can consistently play?
I like how Mark, our friend Mark, talks about your age.
Mark,
that we were hanging out with yesterday.
You talking about the old dude, Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, he older than me.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Yes, he is.
And I think he's got the accurate count on your age. I think you're short. You're like Danny Almonte, lying about your age.
August 18th, 1968, and that means I'm about to be 57.
All I'm saying,
Mark is just like you. He can't count.
There are people out there
y'all terrible when it comes to
numbers. There are people out there that think you were born a year earlier and you doctored the numbers.
No. So I doctored them on my birth certificate?
I'm just saying. I don't know. Louisiana's a wild place.
I'm a badass man if I did it as one day old.
I also, it's funny like how I like to keep pointing out how good Jaden looks. I think it's worth continue to point out how good Debo looks.
He does.
Like, all the talk about him being overweight or slow is so dumb. He looks fantastic. Then on Saturday.
All the people said that were people from other teams, bro. Yeah, I forget about those folks.
He said it. Now, Debo did own it. Like, yeah, I got pneumonia. My weight was messed up. I wasn't myself last year.
Yeah, so, and that's understandable. But when they showed the highlight this year, they all jumped on that.
That was junk.
That was stupid. So let's not give them any more credence.
But Debo on Saturday jammed his finger up a little bit to open practice today, had it wrapped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not at all a factor.
No. Listen, man. Injuries on a football field happens on a daily basis.
Especially a jammed finger.
Yeah, some guys you're going to be able to tell it that they're injured or not, and some guys you won't be able to tell. I don't know many people that played this game of football and left completely healthy. Because if you play in the NFL, you've probably been hurt before. You know what I mean? And if you get in the NFL, you're going to be hurt again. And it's how you react to it. You know, does that jammed finger or that little sprained ankle stop you from playing? You know, we were talking with Gary yesterday, and Gary was like, man.
Hamstring limited.
He said, hell, I got out there, but I found a way to get on the field. You know, and Charles Mann said, yeah, every time I came up to you, I knew what you were doing. I knew what you had taken. you smell the garlic, you know what's happening. But the guy wanted to be on the football field. And a lot of times you find guys that will do whatever to get out there. The other guys, they don't care. They're not going out there, and they end up going home.
Can't go home, man. It's a tough man's league. I don't think there's much secret to that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Really good day. I'm excited to get to New England, dude. See them hit some other folks. Like,
I got to think about this, man. God, that's a lot of days.
Yeah, we get to spend 5 days in.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Foxborough.
Thursday, Friday. Back Saturday. Yeah,
Tuesday, dude.
We leaving Saturday, bro. Getting out of there.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
We're out Saturday. It won't be Fridays. You'll get there Tuesday night, so you got to kind of like that.
We got the dad games on Saturday.
Like when you rent your car. Yeah, kind of like that.
I feel like I'm really well built for the dad games.
Yeah, you got those corny-ass jokes and stuff. And a little, you might want to try to throw it. Yeah, but you should get in.
Why did the bicycle fall over? It was too tired.
Well, it's too tired or two tires. I mean, it's wrong. That's what it means.
Why can't you trust the staircase? It's always up to something. I'm ready, dog. I am ready for these dad games.
Well, to hell with it. Dad games, JP is now a contestant.
One thing I did successfully for my family, not telling jokes or singing, but I got us a new garage door, and that joint is awesome. If you're looking for a garage door or you just need some maintenance, whatever it is, you got to hit up my boys from Door Pro America. They are based locally. They've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs, and set you up a new garage door opener. Last night I went to MGM. Me and B were playing blackjack. I didn't get home late, but I got home and my wife was still negotiating with the six-year-old to get her to sleep. If I walk in the front door, it makes a lot of noise. That will only keep the six-year-old awake. Coming through the garage door, that joint is silent. Sneak right out back. I'm watching this new show, Chief of War, on Apple TV. B's just over here flashing cash. B could get a new garage door for half that money that's in your pocket. Do what I did. Call Door Pro America and ask how you can save big on repairs and a Door Pro Advantage membership, which includes annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Right now, you get $60 off any repair or a tune-up for just $89. Whatever you do, go with the pros at Door Pro America. The number, 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or check them out online at doorproamerica.com. Make sure you tell them J.P. Finley sent you. And they're only getting better. Doing all right. Getting good grades. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live Ashburn, Virginia, Commanders training camp. I want to open these phone lines up for a minute here, Landini, and just talk to folks about where they're at for their expectations for the Commanders this year. To me, I think it's certainly playoffs. Once you get in the playoffs, it's a crazy game with an oblong leather ball. Things can bounce a million ways. But I think what Washington has built, the expectations are to be in the playoffs. What happens after that? I don't know. But that's where this organization is at for me. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What are your expectations for this Commanders team? But I do want to take a moment. I just tweeted this out. I'm at JP Finley NBCS if you'd like to look at it. But so we heard the Schefter report that Terry's camp looks at DK's deal and thinks they should do that or better, right? And I think it's just really important to understand that AAV, average annual value, in NFL contracts is not the metric that should be judged, right? Because AAV is often driven up by years late in a contract that the player will never see. And here's my example looking at the DK Metcalf deal. So this year, DK got a big old signing bonus. He gets all that money up front, and then it gets prorated out over a number of years. But this year, his base salary and his guarantees are $5 million. Next year, that jumps. $25 million next year, $25 million guaranteed. So the reality is DK is absolutely playing in Pittsburgh the next 2 years and making a lot of money. But you get to the third year of that deal where his base salary is $20 million, and he would get a $6.5 million roster bonus if he's on the roster when the new league year opens. There's zero guaranteed money on that deal. That is 2027, he'll be 30 years old. Zero guaranteed money on that deal. His cap number is $32 million. Now, they'd still be upside down on the contract if they were to release him then. They'd take an $18 million dead money hit, but they'd save about $14.5 million against the cap. That year, assuming DK's playing well, playing healthy, everything's going well, that year looks totally reasonable. But you get into the fourth and fifth years on DK's deal. His cap number jumps to $34 million in 2028. No guarantees attached to it. You'd take a $12 million dead money hit, but you'd save $22 million against the cap. I don't know that the 2028 season is happening on DK's current deal. There's another year, 2029, where DK will be 32 years old, and he's on the books for $41 million. If they were to release him then, they would take a $6 million cap hit, unfortunate, and save $35 million against the cap. Hopefully this illustrates what I'm saying about don't worry about the AAV, because you can give him, I mean, his base salary is $30 million in 2029 with another $5 million roster bonus. So when you first talk about what this contract looks like, the extension he signed, and how much money it is, whoa, look at these numbers. The odds of 32-year-old DK Metcalf playing in Pittsburgh on a contract that has a $41 million cap hit with a $30 million base salary and another $5 million roster bonus, the odds of that ever happening are slim. I'm not hating on DK. Hopefully he plays it all out and it's fantastic. Honestly, a player like DK, maybe he plays on 27 with no guarantees, but if he's still balling, he'll be in the same situation as Terry, where he's like, nah, I need a new deal. There's no guaranteed money on this thing. So hopefully that explains what I keep yelling about, that AAV should not be the driver that folks get focused on. I just, guarantees in the deal are what matter. I think Washington and Terry can get to a place where the guarantees are what he's looking for. And I want everybody to understand that. Landfill, how was my explanation there?
It was thorough.
Okay, thank you. That might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me. All right, I do want to let fans weigh in on expectations for the Commanders this season. My boy Blake down in Wilmington. Blake, what are your expectations for Washington this fall?
Well, I think you got to go into the season with minimum 10 wins in mind, and I know that's hard in the NFL, but when you know a lot of close games last season, it's not going to be like that this year. I think the secondary's better. I think the O-line's better, and if we can just figure this Terry thing out, God willing, I'm tired of hearing about it and talking about it. If we can just figure this Terry thing out, the offense and the wide receiver course would be better. I said minimum 10 wins, and I think you know we should be challenging, pushing the Eagles for the division those last 2-3 weeks of the season. So 10 wins minimum. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. I mean, dude, this thing is very backloaded divisionally. The last four games are all division opponents, at New York, Philly at home, Dallas at home, at Philly. You get late in the year, hard to think you wouldn't have a shot at the division, especially when you play Philly twice. Everybody's got tough schedules. Washington's in a ton of prime time. Like, I understand all that, but I certainly think it'd be fair to say I want to get to December fighting to win the NFC East. And you got four games against these guys. You'll only play – they play New York week one, obviously, and then Dallas in mid-October. Like, they're going to get down to the stretch run here and have a real opportunity. I mean, dude, so that is week 15. So they'll have played 14 games, Landfill, if my math's correct. Say they're – I don't know. What would you like to think, 9-5 through 14? If you close – those out. Like, if you go 4-0 down the stretch, you're winning the division, I would guess, and you might be the one seed. You might get a week off. Nobody knows how it's going to shake out, but I think a 10-win season expectation is fair from Blake. For me, it's just playoffs. Like, the answer is playoffs. Landy, what's your expectation? What do you go into the year thinking?
Yeah, realistically, playoffs. I would be kind of disappointed if they don't get to the divisional round, too.
Really? So yeah. They got to win the wild card round?
Yeah. Or get a bye.
I mean, can you imagine if they were the one seed? Taking your calls, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What are fair expectations for the Commanders? Coming off their best season in 30 years, they were in the NFC title game. It is important to point out they got their doors blown off in the NFC title game. Turnovers crushed them in that game. So did Saquon Barkley. He crushed them all season. But I don't know. I just think, like, NFL playoffs can be so random that you really never know what's going to happen. And because of that, I just have a tough time saying, like, oh, they got to win this, they got to win that. What would be pretty cool is if they get a home playoff game, but that means they're winning the division. Everybody's aware that, you know, the Eagles are in the division. I do think there's some real kind of questions about what they have in Dallas. Cowboys were bad last year, but if Dak stays healthy, that's generally a pretty good team. I think the Giants maybe improve. They should have better quarterback play. I mean, the quarterback play up there has been awful. I'm not entirely convinced Daboll is the guy, but, you know, Vegas put out the odds. NFL teams play 6 division games. They've got the over-under at 3.5 for the Commanders. If you look back to last year, they swept the Giants and then split with the Cowboys and the Eagles. I think that Cowboys loss at home to Cooper Rush, probably the most disappointing loss they had this season, last season rather. And I think they can't have that. But the flip side of that is week one, if Daboll was just cognizant that his kicker was hurt when it seemed pretty apparent and had another kicker on the roster, they might have fallen to 0-2. Like, you know, those sliding doors are pretty dumb because they didn't. They went to 1-1, and then they won a bunch of games in a row. I do think getting Terry McLaurin in camp, whatever your expectations are, I think Terry is a huge part of having expectations for this team. And at some point, they got to kind of own that and try to get this thing done. David Aldridge joined us earlier. If you missed any of our interview with DA, I would check out wherever you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple Pods, Google Play, whatever. You can always listen to us there. You can go to the specific segment, or you can listen hour by hour. It's on the Odyssey app and the TuneIn and iHeart too. Wherever you get your content, we're there. YouTube, we're everywhere. That said, DA made a point that, like, you know, we're starting to get to crunch time to get something done with Terry. They have their first preseason game this week, their first joint practice against an opposing team this week. The joint practice is 48 hours away, probably less than that, maybe like 40. I think that practice will go on while we're on the air in New England. I think practice is slated to start at 10:15, I think, which should be pretty fun and cool to be able to watch it. But, you know, next week is going to be this randomly weird long week because Washington plays Friday and then not till the following Monday night. You'd love if Terry was in here by next Thursday as they gear up for the Bengals on that Monday nighter. And even if he doesn't play against Cincy, then he would get the joint practice against the Ravens. I just think it'd be really, really helpful and important and impressive for this team. Speaking of helpful and important and impressive, Fred Smoot joins the program at 1 o'clock. Smoot!
Yeah.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, folks. Exciting stuff. Caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067. You win two tickets to see Volbeat, greatest of all tours worldwide, Thursday, August 7th at Jiffy Lube Live with special guest Hailstrom. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10 right now, two tickets to see Volbeat. B, you know how I've been doing the, this player away from football?
Uh-huh.
So today is 34 days till week one.
34.
Not a lot of 34s to jump off the page, Brian.
Not a Commanders 34. Who you got?
I don't know. I was going to let you weigh in here.
All right.
We
look back to the 91 team. I don't remember a 34.
I don't see one. Martin Bayless. Do you remember him?
I remember Martin. Martin came on and talked to us a few times.
Did he?
He's from Kansas, he played with Kansas City as well. Remember we were talking about the Chiefs last year.
Brian Davis, he was before.
Brian Davis was the cornerback from Nebraska, second-round pick. I told you when we went to play against the Detroit Lions, he always came up hurt. And when we came back in the locker room that Monday, all his equipment was gone. He was gone, and that's when I realized the NFL is real, bro.
Yeah.
You can't play, you won't be here.
Eric Metcalf wore 34 here.
He did?
He was only here a season.
All right. But Eric's my dog. He came on and talked to us, too.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Sip Holmes. Remember Sip Holmes,
remember
the corner?
Sip. Oh, yeah, Sip, my dude.
He
Mississippi.
Yeah, I mean, that dude had an accent.
Not worse than Tanner, though. I mean, not Tanner.
Fred.
Not worse than Fred. I just finished talking to Fred. Bro, let me tell you.
Smoot's going to join us in a couple minutes.
Yeah, he's going to be man, I'm coming to your show.
Terry Hogue.
T. Hogue can play now. T. Hogue was very good. That's early on. He was on that
he was on the 91
team. Yeah.
The one dude that I know the best, just that I covered.
Who?
Byron Marshall.
Byron Marshall. I'm trying to see who we're gonna go with.
There.
I remember Byron, but I'm
it's not gonna be Byron Marshall because he was supposed to help on T.J. Watt when Alex Smith got his leg broke, and then if you remember, late in the year when they were trying to make that miraculous playoff run in Jacksonville, he like knocked out a punt returner that was about to house call it. I think it was
knocked his own punt returner.
Yes, I think it was Steven Sims.
We can't use him.
Nah. We might just skip today.
Nah, we got to go with somebody. We're going to go with Terry Hogue. We Terry Hogue days away.
All right. That's a deep cut, B. Terry Hogue days away.
Hey, he was a safety on the best Super Bowl team ever. Come on, dog.
What, he play behind Brad Edwards?
He was behind Brad, yeah.
All right. Let's see if I can find a picture. Terry Hogue. There's a lot. I guess he played for the Cardinals. Not a ton of pictures of Terry Hogue as a Redskin. I got to be honest with you.
Okay, well.
You randomly came up. I searched Terry Hogue Redskins, and there's a picture of you.
Yeah, probably hanging with him.
Nah, it's just you. Looks like you're on a punt return.
He probably was blocking somewhere in that picture.
I got one. I got an old Terry Hogue football card.
There you
go.
So
that's what we'll do.
T. Hogue.
Shout out to T. Hogue. Hope you're listening. Going around the league beyond just the Parsons stuff, mm-hmm. Is there anything that has caught your eye, just kind of paying attention to?
The Shedeur Sanders stuff is catching my eye big time, where all the talk from Cleveland is he has been the best quarterback in camp. They still have him listed behind everybody. Shook was drafted by the Saints, and he sucks. And everybody in New Orleans, I know everybody I know that's a fan, been saying they need to try and go get Shedeur. I'm wondering what's going to happen with that whole deal. And it's like it seemed to be a fight or a battle of the owner and the GM up there in Cleveland about the fact that that kid is on the team. So what's going on up there? Like, if he is the best in camp, why the hell are you not moving him up? And then if you don't want him, let him go.
That whole situation is bizarre, dude. Like, to take Gabriel and Shedeur when you already signed Pickett and Flacco, understanding you don't have, like, big money committed anywhere, It just is bizarre.
It is. But I just think that it became a spectacle in the draft. I believe the people that watched the draft beyond the first day would not have watched it if Shedeur was drafted the first day or early the second day. But they watched the whole damn draft because they kept the kid hanging out there. Now he's on.
Would you have left if you were Shedeur? I would have left.
Yeah, but you know what?
Maybe he did. Actually, weren't they at home the whole time?
He was at his own thing.
Yeah.
But he still showed a little class, just like Bill Merritt. After that situation, he was always there ready to answer questions.
Yeah.
And things like that. But they are talking about how accurate, how professional, how much he's liked by all of his teammates, other than the other quarterbacks. And still you sit in that place? Come on, dog.
I think – let's get – I can't remember – Lanville, you might remember the name. The guys that do the Cleveland Drive Time show are really good. Let's get some Browns folks on and get an update on what's going on with that quarterback situation. Have you seen – much like it was, I think, pretty unfair to Debo, that one picture, that one clip that kind of went viral.
That picture is unfair to you, that one you took, that you refused to.
That's a bad picture.
Send it to me.
No.
I won't post it.
Yes, you will.
I don't have a lot of followers.
You put Fat Tana Moss on the internet.
hey, people love that, dude.
That was funny.
He should have never told us his nickname.
Have you noticed – yeah, he shouldn't have told us that. Have you noticed – the videos that get floating around about Caleb Williams. It's like every time he misses a pass, there's Caleb Williams videos. I think we got to recalibrate our brain on Caleb Williams. He's not bad.
Like, you know, I don't think Caleb is bad at all. I just say this, and I made this comment just now on that, what's it called? Get Loud. That's Jinx and Fred's Boot.
That's an appropriate name.
You ain't lying by that. So they were talking about Caleb in the NFC North, and I say, it's not that he's bad. It's just that he does stuff so off schedule. He does off schedule when it doesn't justify that off schedule is there. What you do is you not only have people discussing it, but the people that job depends on you being on schedule, they get tired of it. And we saw the body language of his receivers last year That's what he got to make sure he doesn't allow to happen continually.
Dude, if you look at – I just did Caleb Williams search on Twitter. Some of the problem with videos is that, like, some of it might be fake. I don't know. I saw a kid in my neighborhood. A kid in my neighborhood last night had a Caleb Williams jersey on.
Bro, it's
he was
so,
on an electric,
on electric
like,
bike
scooter.
Yeah, kind of.
Could be a Gonzaga kid.
Listen, bro. It's so much stuff on the internet that's so fake and it's AI-driven
yeah.
that you don't know what to believe about a lot of stuff these days.
Now, I don't think this one's fake. This is from a fan that was at practice. I guess the Bears had a practice at Soldier Field. And the tweet is, Caleb Williams looks awful in Bears practice. Caleb went 5-for-17 with 3 interceptions at Bears family night.
Mm-hmm.
5-for-17 is kind of rough, B.
Mm.
I don't think he's that bad. I think people got to chill.
Nah, not at all. And then again, let's be real. Just because he was drafted first overall doesn't mean he was going to just step in. That's what the expectation is, but there are a lot of quarterbacks that were drafted first overall, second overall, that did not perform immediately. They came later and began to perform, and I think that he may have to grow into it some. Because the game of football in college is not necessarily what it is in the pros. Not everybody can have a type of season like Jaden did.
I think this is interesting. Orlovsky put together top 5 quarterbacks with the most to prove this year. Anthony Richardson, who, listen, it's unofficial depth chart season, and unofficial depth charts are incredibly unimportant. But Richardson is not listed as the starter. It's him or Daniel Jones. Bryce Young, who you and I have talked about, and he needs to prove it. That's fair. I don't know that Anthony Richardson is proving it. I think I'm out on that.
See, this
that's
is,
a check,
this
please,
is where,
situation.
This is where I'm still troubled by the NFL, per se. When Anthony Richardson was coming out, they basically told us how athletic he was. They never mentioned how good of a quarterback he was. There are quarterbacks drafted in the first round because they're very athletic and they have what they think could be something. And there are quarterbacks who are damn good quarterbacks who don't get drafted. So when you think about it overall, do you think the best quarterbacks ever are always just in the league or not? Because there are people that get missed. They skip over because he didn't look the part. You know, but he might be a better quarterback because quarterback is a thinking game.
That's the theory behind Moneyball.
You know?
Is people get so caught up in the size, the metrics.
Yeah.
We
talk about how fast Anthony Richardson, how far he can throw a ball, how fast he can run.
What is the route call when you have to throw it 86 yards? like, that's not a real thing. Remember Kyle Bowler?
Keep going.
Remember when the Ravens drafted Kyle Bowler and everybody was so excited because he could throw it he could throw it through the crossbar from 50 yards out on a knee? Did that help him?
Not at all.
Was that at all relevant?
That's why when I hear a guy, man, he has a gun. And my question is, does he know where it should be going?
So this Orlovsky list, Richardson, Bryce Young, J.J. McCarthy, Trevor Lawrence, Caleb Williams. Trevor Lawrence got paid. Trevor Lawrence, like, the reality with Caleb is if it's another year and it doesn't look good, like, yes, it was the number one overall pick, but it's not going to kill them. The Jags are completely invested in Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think Lawrence might have more to prove.
Yeah.
Now, he has played better at different times. But
then again, him getting paid, was it more about his production or was it about the people that drafted him and wanted to pay him, did not want to look stupid.
Self-preservation league, baby.
You got it, son.
Fred Smoot joins us next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.